Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You found a very specific area that you have circled, Fesco, that do this better. Things will look a whole lot better.
Yeah, each week the Chiefs do a really good job of sending like 300 pages of game notes. And if you have the time and opportunity to go through them, you do. And I did this week, and I'm going through some of the stuff to me is like just really interesting stuff.
It's not.
And, you know, it is. I mean, it is. Like they've got a stat for everything. And I'm not talking like made up stats like semi-pro football out of focus creates. Like real stats are actually things that happen on the field. Like if you had
real stats that don't matter.
Like, but if you had a question like how many times have the Chiefs been inside the 3 yard line and scored this year? They've got a stat for that. They can give you that information, right? And so
Williams' run, it was the 72nd time that the Chiefs since 2010 have scored a run outside of the 20 while lining up with three wide receivers. That's not valuable to anybody.
That's more valuable than whatever semi-pro football out of focus is rolling out there. So I was thinking about the red zone the other day because we were talking earlier in the week about Kyle Trask not being around and only having two touchdowns this year and Marcus Peters having three touchdowns. I'm like, yeah, where's he been? Like why have they seemingly gone away from Kelce down in the red zone or wherever the case may be? So I started to kind of look through this red zone stats. The Chiefs right now this year have had 32 possessions in the red zone, okay? 32 times they've been inside the red zone, and they have scored 29 times inside the red zone. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
not too bad.
Right.
But only 15 touchdowns and 14 field goals. So they're not scoring enough touchdowns down in the red zone. Last year, Patrick Mahomes led the NFL with 35 touchdowns inside the 20-yard line. That is an insane stat, right? 35 touchdowns inside the 20-yard line last year. So the Chiefs right now are 25th in the NFL when it comes to red zone efficiency at 46%. And what I mean by that, scoring a touchdown. That's where red zone efficiency comes into play. They are 26th in the NFL. Denver, Pittsburgh, Washington, Jacksonville, Arizona, Cincinnati score at a lower rate inside the red zone.
Name those teams again.
Denver, Pittsburgh, Washington, Jacksonville, Arizona, Cincinnati. They're not doing a good job inside the red zone.
So the crappiest teams in the league.
All losers.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then the
Jets are even better in the red zone. The Giants are
the
better
number
in the
one passing offense in the NFL.
The high-flying Chiefs.
The high-flying Chiefs, yeah. They don't score inside the 20 from a touchdown perspective. So you think, all right, 46%, what does that mean? Last year, inside the red zone, they scored a touchdown 73% of the time.
And that's pretty good.
That's real good, Josh. I mean, that was, I think, the second best in the NFL last year. Pittsburgh, I think, had a little bit more, like, when you round the percentage points out, they had 73.47%. The Chiefs were at 73.08%. So Pittsburgh technically scored at a better clip inside the red zone. But nobody's even near the 70s. Like, they're in the mid-60s at best last year. I think the next best was Indianapolis, like 67% of the time. So, like, you know, 5-7% of the time less than the two best teams. The Chiefs were awesome inside the 20 last year. And this year, they're scoring at roughly, Josh, a 30% clip less from a touchdown standpoint than they were last year. Had this offense just done what it was supposed to do inside the red zone and not have so many field goal attempts, we're probably looking at definitely a win on Sunday. We're probably looking at a win against, you know, maybe Houston, you know, if they could figure out a way to score touchdowns inside the red zone. But we know where we are now. We can't look back. We're 6-4. We're in first place. Everything to play for still in front of us right
Seven's
now.
Seven's
not threes. But going forward, this team can't settle for field goals. This team has to find a way to get into the end zone. And to me, that's where Kelce, you know, and Mahomes need to do better. The two touchdowns, man, that guy is one of the best tight ends in the National Football League and a mismatch for everybody. He should be bread and butter down there at the goal line. That should be Travis Kelce's, you know, sweet nectar of the gods scoring inside the 20-yard line. They should find easy ways to get him those points down inside the 20. But the problem is when you're not balanced on offense, teams are able to do what they do, and that's take the passing game away and take the passing lanes away. And that's why it goes back to having to run the football more and be more effective in the run game so you don't become so predictable. And I think the predictability of throwing is what's hurting the Chiefs inside the 20-yard line. But I thought that was a wow stat for me. And you know I'm not a stat head or anything like that. But when you were scoring touchdowns 73% of the time last year inside the 20, and you're only scoring them at 46% of the time this year inside the 20, that's a big drastic difference and one that can be remedied and fixed by the offense to take some pressure off the defense and, in turn, the special teams.
And while you've been asking for balance, you weren't thinking balance in terms of 15 touchdowns, 14 field goals.
No,
balance you were looking for a little more towards the touchdown end. But, yeah, being more efficient inside the red zone. And there's a couple people that could help out, too. Not just you could run the football in those situations.
Sure.
Travis Kelce getting the end zone is, to me, the baffling one. Like he is tailor-made.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez, you think about it all the time, was in there.
To be available in the end zone. Granted, he's going to draw a lot of attention now, especially when you get down close, right? I mean, you don't want Tyreek Hill burning you deep. You don't want Travis Kelce scoring on you in the red zone. So, again, he's going to get more attention. But that's, to me, like force feed the guy, right?
But where's the slant route to Sammy Watkins or to DeMarcus Robinson or something like that in the red zone, right? Like, I don't know if you saw the game on Sunday. What scored a touchdown for the Tennessee Titans? What scored a touchdown for the
slant.
Tennessee Titans? The play that you were calling for back in Dwayne Bowe days.
Love the slant.
Right?
Underutilized.
Where's that? Yeah. Why aren't we doing that more? Why aren't we running those kind of plays down there? That's what you have to do inside the 20. And the Chiefs got to clean up their act inside the red zone because you're in the same category as the Denver Broncos, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's not the cool kids table.
Yeah, that's not right you. You're sitting with the band orcs right now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.